Vayter and Shas, we are in Bava Metziah Daf Samach Zayin. Pick up on Samach Vav and Beis Barabah Amar Peis. Very last line, second to last word. We were dealing with the concept of Mechila B'taos. We left off that we know that Rav Nachman says Mechila B'taos is considered Mechila. I mean, the guy makes a mistake, he's mocha something B'taos, it's considered a Mechila. In fact, the Gemara, we saw just a few lines earlier, though, we found the case which seemingly was showing that Mechila B'taos is not Mechila, when we know that really he does hold that it is. Says the Gemara, no, that depends on what the case is. Are we talking about a sale or are we talking about a loan? When it comes to a sale, so we say Mechila B'taos is considered Mechila, when it comes to a loan, not because it looks like Ribbis. Amar Rava, but we go weiter in this. Beep, turn the page. Samach, Zayin, Malaf. Have you seen the Kabbidah of Nachman? I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman when he taught the din that Mechila B'taos is considered Mechila. Says Rashi, Ki Amar Umodina De'ishamet V'achel. Which is the case in the previous daf, that if he actually, he shouldn't do it, but if he did it, then it actually works. Uboilo svei onan. I wanted to challenge him to ask a question from the idea of ona'a. As we're going to see, look at Rashi. He says the second line, the tanan le'el nafnanalav, the machzir lo ona'a. We say that he has to return to him the ona'a. V'yal fagav de midas, nasan lo, even though you give it to midas. Hol v'tah, alma mechila b'taos, lav mechila hi. Right? See that mechila b'taos is not considered mechila. I was about to go and ask him a question for Odik, but he knew where I was headed with this. He saw where I was headed, and quickly, Chazisan Islandus, and he showed me the case of an islandus to prove his point. Rashi says, Ki demani laharosi taima ledvarov my islandus. Get the klamani quickly. Backed himself up before he had an opportunity to come against him from the din of an islandess. An islandess, we know, is a woman who, she doesn't really get to the state of a woman. And she shows certain signs of a man. We know this lashon, we've seen in the past many times. It comes to the lashon of isle, which is a ram. Ram is a male sheep. And she's called it because she has certain male characteristics. So chazina, but from the case of an islandess. So let's break it down. I, vare ona'a, what was I going to ask was to say to him, what about cases of ona'a, where a person seller overcharges a buyer, and the buyer goes and pays a higher price. The mechila b'taos, see, that's the case of mechila b'taos. V'lo havi mechila, not considered mechila. We say he has to return it, right? V'odi chazisa islandus, but quickly he knew where I was headed with it, and he showed me from the case of islandus of what backs himself. Hare islandus, what a case of an islandus. And what's the situation? A guy marries a woman thinking she's really totally full-fledged, everything's great, no problems. But turns out, really, she's an islandess, and he didn't know about this. And she allows him to take her stuff, and which is a case of the Mechila B'taosi. It's Mechila B'taosi, and he gets to keep it. We know that's something that comes into the stuff with her. She brings stuff. She brings like nichsei milug, plucking property. He gets to take from it, and what happens in the meantime while he goes and he takes it? Now he gets to use it. But if it turns out this whole thing is really mekachtos, it's not really a marriage in the first place, and yet we find so that if that should be the case, and he has to go and return all this stuff that she basically gave to him, but we see he doesn't have to do it, and that's called mechila b'taos, but it still works. So let's take a look. Hari ayinus mechila b'taos for having mechila. At the time we learned in a mishnah in Ksubas. Ha mema enes. A mema enes is a girl who's below the age of, she's still a ketana, and she's married off. Her father dies, so she's married off by her mother or brother, and she's able to just walk out in that marriage. Vashnia or shnia l'arayus, which you learned in Yavamas way back when. It's a derabbanitika relationship. So ayinus. Elam, Lok Suba, none of these, if it turns out that this is what happened over here, and now they realize what's going on, they don't have Lok Suba, Velo Peros, they don't get Peros. And what does that mean, Peros? That's exactly the Nikud over here. He doesn't go and take the Peros back that he used. Velo Mazonos doesn't have to sustain her and take care of her during the marriage. Velo Blos, or worn out stuff that she brought into the marriage, that we know that the din is, if the marriage ends or they get divorced, or then the stuff is to go back to her, but Lobo, she doesn't get it back. So what happens is we see nonetheless that one of the things that happens is that's a Mechila Midas, and it's considered Mechila. And we see it over here by the islandess, since it's a case, so don't go ahead and ask me Akasha. So said that was his... That was Rav Nachman's raya for himself. But now the Gemara says Velohi, but really this is not true. Both Rava's question on him wasn't really a question, and Rav Nachman's raya was not a raya. Lo na havi tiyufte, that's not a knockoff. Lo ainless mesele, that's not even support. Lo na tiyufte, why? To lo yada Because the one who got messed over here doesn't even know that there was an issue in the first place, that there was some sort of ona happening, that there was any sort of mechila. Mechila midas means, mechila shalom midas means that you know that you're at least being mocho something, but not if you don't even understand that there's any sort of mechila happening. Here they don't even know there's a mechila, they don't even know they're being overcharged in the first place. So that's why that goes back, not because mechila is not considered. Velo islands misailas out of support. The nichala the tepekalosh made ishes. Because really, it should go back. But over here in this case, we're saying no, because she would rather it not go back. So that there's a shame goes out on her that, oh look, I was married. Rashi's afilio dash ein esuris nisua nisuin rutsol laachilo. She knows it's nothing, but still she wants to give it over. So, right, even if she knew it was no good, she would go up and give it up. So it's not this. There was no kashya, there was no rye over here. Next, we got a case of a woman. The Amar le'alugav. This woman said to a particular guy, "Zil zevin li ara mikreve. Go and buy my piece of land from one of my relatives." And she's basically sending him to be a shliach. He went and he bought it for her. Amar le. Now before it was over, it was done. The seller says to the shliach, "I havali zuze mahadart la niale. If I'm going to have money, I want you to go out and return this piece of land to me." Rashi says, "Rotz ani shetakab mosi, take my money, I want it back." Amalei, so the agent says back, "At v'navla ache." Navla was the name of this person who sent the shliach. So Rashi says, "Atov v'hi krov matem v'tisratzu b'neichem. You guys, you work it out between the two of you." Rashi says, "V'navla lo shenar ami." Bein v'zacha bein nekeva, gizotza lomer ata v'hu o ata v'hi kach re'isi b'tshuva sagonim v'niomer shezeshma. Okay, there's a discussion about whether it's a word in Aramaic, whether zacha nekeva, we want to say you or the other person, whatever it is. But he says, Rashi explains that now this is the name of the person. So at v'navalachi, you guys are relatives, you'll work it out. Amar rabba barav huna. Ko at v'navalachi amar. Whenever there's a lashon like that, which is an ambiguous lashon, it's not like the person accepted it or didn't accept it. If the person says, "I don't accept it," and the deal goes through, so then it goes through without the tonight. They say, "I do accept it," then it goes through with the tonight. But over here, it was said in a very weird lashon. At v'navalachi amar. So whatever that is, Samcha Daite, the one who is selling it is relying on this that it actually that they accepted the deal. V'lo gamra makne, and it's not considered completely and totally sold. Rather, it's sold with this tanai. The tanai does work. So now, Ara Hadra, the land goes back to the seller when it gives the money. What it finds out, because that's what we paskin, that anyone who says such a lashon, that's what it means. However, the question is, what about the peros? Peri mai, what about in the meantime, the buyer ended up giving money and then taking this and now ate the produce. So if they end up taking it back, then it turns into kilu that was a loan. And then they were getting stuff while they borrowed something. And therefore, ribis katsutza have it, straight up interest. V'yotam dayanim. So that's what we want to know. Do we say that ribis katsutza have it? V'yotam dayanim, like we signed up some chala from a base. And that's how we paskin. They go out and it goes, if it's ribis katsutza. Maybe it's like considered avak ribis. V'yotam, it doesn't go out. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ravuna, Mistaber, it makes sense to say, Ki avak ribis hu, it's considered havu, that it's like avak ribis. The ain yotzim b'dayanim doesn't go over b'dayanim. V'chein Amar Rava, ki avak ribis hu, yeah, it's like avak ribis, v'ein yotzim b'dayanim, it does not go out with dayanim. Now, the Gemara wants to say, what about the following case? Amar Le Abai L'Rabba, Mashkanta Mai, what about the case of Mashkanta? We're talking about over here that I lend you money, I lend you $1,000. Now, you give me a land in the meantime that if I don't pay you back, right? Says Mashkanto, Mashkein lo sada, velo katsi mo lecho peros l'shem ribis, elastam, hu yorid vasavacha. We didn't make a deal that I can go and eat from it and just deduct the price of what you owe to me. Rather, stam, I took care of it. I did it myself. I just started taking from it. What's the din? Hasam time am I? Over there, in the case we saw just brought before, where the land was sold to the relatives over there, what's the reason that it's called a vak ribis and you're not able to get it back? Mishum de lo katzle, is it because that they didn't set any sort of prearranged ribis over here? Ahachanami lo katzle here too. There was no prearranged ribis that was going on over here to take the stuff for the money, right? To the stuff that's there. Odilma hasam zvini, or maybe over there by the case of the cousins, it was a sale. And it's considered a vak ribis because it's a sale. And hachalva, but over here, this is considered halva. And therefore, you can't compare the two cases. Says Gemara, Amar Lei, Hosam Tam Amayno. What's the reason over there? The reason is that why the buyer can go and take it. The reason why it's considered a vak ribis, mishum lo katsa. They did not establish the form what's going to be. And hachanami lo katsa yirtu also, they didn't do such a thing to take the produce, take the stuff. And therefore, it's called a vak ribis. And therefore, you can't get it back. Amar Rav Papi. Rav Papi says, Ovid Ravina Uvda. Ravina actually had a case like this, a maisa, where there was a sold field that the seller ended up getting, like the cousin's shtickle. V'choshiv v'apik pere. And he did a little evaluation. Rashi says, Kama ochel pere. So they took it away from them, from the buyer, and gave, and he took that which he had taken. Clearly, he held that this was not called a vak ribis. This is ribis. This was a katsutsa. They're saying Ribbis Katsutsa. Delol Karabba Barahuna, not like Rabbi Barahuna, who said that you're not able to go and get it back. Okay. Amar Mar Barei Dov Yosef Mishmei De Rava. Aha Mashkanta. When you're dealing with the Mashkanta, it means it's property that's given over, like it's what we call, again, pledged property. When I lend you $1,000 and you give me land, in the meantime, that's called the Mashkanta. The general thing that we're used to doing is that, let's say we set up a loan, I say, I lent you the $1,000 and now you gave me this thing. Now you can pay me back. Let's say you pay me back in 6 months from now. Pick a date, whatever that is. It doesn't matter what the date is. It's 6 months from now. And you can come before and then pay me, and then you get your land back and everything's good and gone. But works out well for the one who borrowed, because he has time to until the time he has to pay. And if he wants, he can pay it off earlier. And the lenders accept that and give up the land and everything. But there are some places that they admitted that not only was it in the borrower's benefit, but also in the lender's benefit as well, that the time that was made that they had to pay back, you have 6 months, you're not allowed to pay back earlier, and therefore you can't kick the guy off the land. So now, oh my God, the minig is that they're able to get rid of the lender in order to be able to pay it off early and get out. Achal shiur zuze misalkin le achal tve lo mafkinan mine. If the lender ate the amount of produce that was there, Rashi says kfima shinim karma peros b'shok uba lover lefanenu v'tov avamei inu rotsay shiocha perosai beribis yasumu peros sha'achav yitleim b'chovo ilu havu li zuze lomasakin lehashta nami pere achal zuze dideninu. And that is that this guy went ahead and he ate the amount of stuff of what he owed. So I lent you $1,000. I got the thing and I ate $1,000 worth of produce. Masalkin, then we chuck me from this property. And the stuff that I ate is considered you pay me back. Achatfe, if I ate more than the amount of the loan, then lo mafkinimine, we can't go ahead and take from him, because that's called a vak ribis. Because it was never set up in advance. So I did the wrong thing, but you can't get it from me. So mafkinimine, v'lo mechashvinan mishtara lishtara. And not only that, but let's say you owed me money from another thing. It doesn't go towards that. V'lo mechashvinan mishtara lishtara. You don't do Passover shtaras from one shtar to the next. So if I ate $1,010 worth of produce and you owe me 20 from somewhere else, it's not like now you only 10, you still owe me 20 from the other one. But the yasmi, when you're dealing with the stuff, if the property belongs to a yasum, achoshir zuze, if he ate the amount that he lent, then misalkin and lay, we go and we chuck him, and that's it. Achot tefein, if he ate more, mafkinimine, we take the money away from the amount that he actually took. Rashi says, shebezin, shebeir, avien shel yisomim, vareheim shlitim laasos mishpat. Shalitim as a bishop for him, lo machlu ala odef, sha'achal, favli commanded salkul, mishaita da achal shir zuze, and now you have to pay it up. Machashvina mishtar lashtar, and also there's a double whammy over there, they go and also machashvina mishtar lashtar, you can pay off a little bit from another star. Amar Avashi, hashed da amar to achal tfe, that if he ate more than amount, then lo mafkinim, if we don't take it away from him, achal shir zuze nami, then in the case where he ate the amount of the money that he lent, Lomas Akinan lay below Zuze, we can't kick him out without money. In other words, without him paying the amount that he owes to him. You got to pay up the amount that is owed to him. So in other words, if I lent you $1,000 and I ate $1,000 worth of produce, if I ate $1,010, so what do we say over there? Lomafkinim, we don't take the money, the exact money that I took. So here too, we say, so you give me the $1,000. My time of why? Siluke below Zuze, afuke mineho. If you kick me off the land, you chuck me, you evict me, without money, it's similar to taking the value of the produce that I took. Now you just made it into what? Have a vakribis. Vakribis, then you go to medianim. Vakribis doesn't go up to medianim. Notice he's saying that since the lender didn't set up for the stuff that he's eating to be counted towards the payment of what you owe, when I'm the one who lent it to you, and I'm eating from him, I'm not counting it towards that. Therefore, immediately, what's it called? It's called ribis. And now you want to consider it payment of the initial thing is equivalent of making now, taking from the lender the interest that he took. And you don't take the interest from someone. Avad Rav Ashi Ovda, Rav Ashi actually had a case like this, Yisomim Kitanim. They were Yisomim, young Yisomim, beep, turned up AIDS, some of Zion of a base, Kigidolim, and he behaved with them as if they were Gidolim. Rashi explains that what's the case here? That is, V'afal Gav, the Kol Shir Zuzhe Lo Mesalkinon Le, the Kasavar Mitchil Tzachilos and Avak Ribisu, V'ein Koch Badirim Lo Tzio. When it comes to Avak Ribis, that he can't be taken even to Avak Ribis if it's by Yisomim as well. So he held over here, like Rav Ashi, that anything that's taken by the lender immediately is considered Avak Ribis and can't afterwards be put towards taking off the, you know, towards the principal of what is owed. Okay, Amar Rava Bered Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rava. Hi Maskanta, this Maskanta Ba'asid Masalki in a place where you can chuck the lender from the stuff before the due date, meaning by paying it off, whatever's owed to them, Lo Necho. The lender can't eat from the stuff. It's not all they had from it. Ella binichaisa, unless he's doing it in a way that he's taking off the amount that is owed to him. Rashi says that she inakelo minachov dover katsav lashana dinir kemocherlo. It's like being sold to him for that particular stuff. V'yored b'safeg dafilu tilke v'lo yehba perus. Hold on, I lost my place. Yeah, the near kamochalo viyard b'safek. Okay, because what he's saying is that don't do it unless you are taking off from the original debt of what is owed him. Vitzorba midrabanan, and a tzorban, a young Torah scholar, afil b'nechaisal onechel, shouldn't eat it even if you're taking off the value of what is owed. Because Lamaisa, it looks a little bit shady, and you know, you're a chashuv person, don't behave like that. Now, the Rashi cut off in the middle there is basically pointing out that you're paying and taking off a little bit. You're eating from the stuff, you're taking off a little bit as it goes. And therefore, when you take from him a little bit, it's not considered like ribis. Now, Rashi points out this is specifically in a town where you're able to go and have the person leave earlier. But in the town where he's not able to leave early, he has to finish it off. It's like a mechira by him. And even without taking off the produce, the amount, nami achil, he's allowed to go ahead and continue to eat from it. Fracta Gemara, ela b'may nechal. Now, hold on 1 second. Hold a dar. We just ended up by saying it. Super Mimana shouldn't do the shtickle. How is he going to be able to gain from this land that's pledged to him, the Stormy Abundance? As Gemara, Bikitsusa. Rashi says, the Kaman Mefarsh, we're going to explain exactly what that means. Hang on tight. The Gemara first says, but honey, that makes sense. Laman Damar Kitsusa Shaya, who says that this Kitsusa thing is a mutter. Kitsusa for Lashon of Kates, like it's set, a particular type of benefit that's set. What are you going to say then? How's he going to benefit? Now we get into exactly what this is. Kitsusa. This thing called Kitsusa, Pligiba Rav Acha Ravina, Chadam Kitsusa Shari, one says Mutter, Chadam Kitsusa Asira. One says that it's Asa, now says the Gemara, Hikidam Kitsusa. What in the world is this Kitsusa thing? The Amar Le, where the lender, the Surmer Bun in this case, says to the borrower, Ad Chamishnin Achilala, below Nechaisa, until 5 years, I can eat from the stuff without any reduction of what you owe me. Mekan Ve'elach, Shaimna, Lach kula peir. From then on, we're going to take an accounting of all the stuff that of all this this produce, like the full value of it. Igadami, some say kol below nichaisa aser. Any type of din that's set up, it's going to be aser. Any type of deal like this, kol below nichaisa aser. Saying this first 5 years, you're not going to. give anything that's aser. Aval hechi dami kitzusa. Then what is the case of kitzusa that we're talking about? The amr lei, where the lender says, the sorim banan acha mishne nachil bin chiyasa. I'll eat it with the reduction going down. Mikan ve'elach shemini lecha kula peri. From then I'm going to count like the full price of what the produce is, and I'll take off from that. So now the Gemara says, man the aser bekamaisa. The one who aser the first setup of no reduction in the first 5 years, Sharba Basraisa, he would certainly allow the second level of doing it with a reduction, right? That's obviously not a question. Manda Asa Basraisa, the one who asks the second one, Heichi Shar Lemechel, so how is it mutter to go ahead and to eat the stuff, to gain from it? It's Gemara Shari, it's mutter. When Kimashkina Desura, if it's a case called a Mashkina Desura, some pledge tickle of Sura. What is that the arrangement? That is the Kasvi Bahaki, they write, Bemishlam Shanai Elaine Tipik Ara Da Below Kasaf. At the end of these years, this land is gonna leave the lender's plate, he's gonna lose what he has without any sort of payment of money. So what happens is they set up X amount of years, I says the loan looks like a va, elokalokehim, it looks like a va, like a loan, looks like a lokehim, it's a business, payro sashanim, halo mausalo. It's like I gave you this money, I lent it to you, and I get the fruit. I get the some X amount of years, they lent you $1,000, I get to have the fruit of it for 10 years, and then it's totally done. Both of them say, hi, Mascanta, when you're dealing with the Mascanta, Ba'asid the Masaki, in a place where the borrower can chuck the lender right before time, he can pay early and get out of it, then Ein Bal Chov Gove Menu. We're going to see three different dinim that are going to come from this idea. A Bal Chov can't touch this land. In other words, if the lender ended up having someone that he owed money to, he can't come and take it from this particular land. A Bal Chov Gove Menu is not able to come and take it from him. Rashi says, Im me samava, let's say he dies, Venafel if they bought of it and falls in front of his children, Im bal chov shalavim gove menu, de in laham lavim, gufa shalkak, as of the kaka klum, umitatli ba almanin, umitatlin di yasmin, lo mishtabi la bal chov, a rule which we have seen a number of times, the tatlin doesn't go to them. The ain a bachor notal ba pishnaim, and the bachor doesn't take a double inheritance. Rashi says, Lamanda amr above a basa, de in a bachor notal pishnaim, ba melva, hanami hol va asad. Masakan milva be almo de ena sad the lefan of ella the shebed peres vahavali roi ve ena bechor notel be roi leroi leifneim laacher misa lachol kim be muchsak biad aviv dechsev bechol asher yomatzei lo. So he doesn't go ahead, even though he normally gets the double inheritance, and this type of thing he doesn't. Ushevias misham mishamatza, and shevias will be misham, it will cancel the debt. As we know that Shemitah will cancel all loans. We know that if, let's say, I lend you $1,000, and I take forget the taking anything, I just lend you $1,000. If I don't write a prizbol, then what happens when Shemitah comes, you don't owe it to me anymore. It's done. It's Shemitah Mishametas. What happens though if you give me land in place of that? Give me land in place of that. Now it's like it was a deal done, so therefore you still owe it to me afterwards. But we say over here, no, Shvius Mishamta means to say that it's not considered like that because a person can take it at any time. And therefore, Shemitah will knock out the loan. But in a place where you're not able to kick the guy out, in other words, you can't pay him, you can't pay early to get out of it, then Bal Chov Gove Menu. Then first, like we said, all the dinim flip over here. A Bal Chov can be Gove for him. B'chor Notel Pishnaim. He does take a double inheritance. Ve'ein Shvius Mishamata, and Shemitah will not be Mishame these things. Now, Ve'amar Mar Zutra Mishindra Papa, Hai Maskanta, when it comes to the Maskanta, Ba'asa the Masaki, in the place where you can pay early, you can kick the guy out, the lender out, Masalkile. Ve'afilu Mitamre De Abudia. That is, when you said to pay early and you give me the $1,000 now, I have to give you back the land. And even the tamarim that already fell down, they're already on the Rashi says, Shotchin Machatzalos Tachas Hadakom. They put like these mats on the bottom of the deckel and the tamarim would fall on them. And now you come and you pay me the money. And not only you kick me out, but even from these things also, these tallest things on Machatzalos, I have to keep for you. Agbanu Bisimni, but let's say I lifted them up in baskets. That is that I lifted it into the baskets, then Kananu, then I acquired them, they are mine. Rashi says, Osam Bagba, Kod Mishakil Mosa, before I got the money, Varim Shalom, and he gets to go ahead and to keep them. Uluman Dan Wunu says that Kelya Shalokeach, Birshus Mocher Kana Lokeach, just the actual kli of the person, that itself, this is talking about a particular case. So let's say I'm a buyer and you're a seller and I'm in your place and I put stuff in my basket, even though it's still in your location, still I get to keep it. Rashi says, Kel Yoshalukech, Konelo, Vafilo Hu, Birshus Shalmoch, even still in the Rishus, Afil Dalag, Hanu Besisne Kaninu. Even if he didn't lift up the baskets, he acquired it from the fact that they're on the mat. Rashi says, the Fisha, Konelo, Machatzalosav Shehin Kelio. Because just his machetzelis acquires it as mat, just like it's considered like his kli. So that's going to be pshita, ba'asa the masakit, it's obviously in a place where they're able to go and pay early and kick the lender out. That, v'amar lo mistalka, lo mistalkana, and the lender says that, no, I'm not leaving until you finish it off. Till the time comes, I have 6 months till the loan. It's not 6 months; it's not up yet. Haka Amar, the low mistalakna. This is even though there's a minug in that particular place that they do this, but he says no. Rashi's vavu mistalaka, but shas matan mos histal menashe lo tuchal esalkel. He made it tonight when they actually lent the money. You can't get me onto a particular time. Val menas kein nosan mosav. He gave it with that tonight. Vekarka nikne bekasev bein derech mekach bein derech schiros. Everything goes according to what the Tanai was made. Then we're stuck at that. He says he's not going out. Ella, but in a place where they're not able to kick out a person earlier. And then he says, and the lender says, no, it's okay. You can kick me out early if you want. In other words, if you want to prepay me earlier, you can. What's going to be the din then? Tzarech lemikna mine. Does the borrower have to make a kinyan with him in order to make this like a real binding thing? Rashi di lo kani minei diburi ba'alma, it's just words. V'yachal lomer lo eshanah min amirik, actually changed my mind, I'm not searching for the meaning is. Or lo, does he not have to do some sort of kinyan, so to speak? And for the Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, lo tzarech lemikna minei, he does not have to do any sort of kinyan, it's not just considered the Rav Alma. Once he says it, that's going to be real. Rav Sheshet be Rav Idi Amar, tzarech lemikna minei. No, he does have to do some sort of kinyan in order to make this come into effect. V'hilchasa, tzarech lemikna minei, they have to make some sort of a kinyan in order to make this come into effect. Says the Gemara, what about in the case where Amar Ezel v'Aisi Zuzay, where the guy says, okay, I'm going to get money. I'm going to get it right now. Rashi says, v'ashayim l'chol me'ata al tochel perzot, and from now, stop taking, don't eat anymore. Lo achil. The lender is not allowed to keep eating it. He has to stop. Rashi says, hol v'amos mukhanim lo, they're ready for him. Lo nasil l'rishos lios shomet. He's not allowed to do it. The ba'asa the masaka kever dealing obviously in the town that you're able to kick him out earlier. Ezel ve'etrach la'isi. What if the guy says, I'm going to go and try to get money. He's going to pay it back right now. Ravina Amar Achil, you can keep eating because, sorry, there's nothing tachas over here. Omar Zutra Breder Rav Mari Omar Lo Achil. No, you got to stop eating because he's going to get the money. In other words, he's saying you can't do this anymore. V'hilchasa lo'icha the lacha is. He has to stop eating. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.